Your Royal Highness, you have finally found me. I'm so excited. I heard you have searched the whole kingdom for me. Well, here I am. And you brought my shoe. Yes, it is mine. Look, I'm already wearing the other one. I sort of expected you because I heard the horses and the herald outside. Do you want to see if it fits? Of course you do. That's why you're here. Oh, how charming. A prince kneeling before me. Plain and dirty Cinderella. Yes, you can look at my foot. I suppose it does make sense that you'll want to inspect it a little closer. Thank you, Your Highness. No one has ever said that my toes are beautifully slender before. I suppose my feet are very soft. I spend a lot of hours working on them, but I try my best to take extra care of them. Yes, I'm ready to try my shoe on now. Oh, by the way, the fairy told me that in a distant future, there will be a wise scholar who will compare the sliding of a foot into its shoe to, well, you know, when a woman and a man who love each other, lay together. Oh, actually sliding my foot in feels very nice. Very nice indeed. Let me just bend my toes a little bit. Arch my foot some more. Oh, here we go. Perfect fit. Aren't they beautiful? I know. They look so small and the heels are impossibly high. That's what I told the fairy. I will never be able to walk in these, let alone dance. But of course, they are magic. Once I wear them, it's like I'm floating on clouds or walking on cool, soft moss. I can even dance better too. Thank you, Your Highness. Yes, I can see that you like them. The bulge in your pants is so obvious. Poor men. Those tight-fitting garments are so treacherous. I could already see your huge desire for me while we were dancing at the castle. It's so much easier for us women to conceal our lust. I could be secretly dripping wet onto my dress right now, and you'd never know. Unless I told you. In fact, I am excited to see your excitement, Your Highness. Oh, it's all right, my prince. I like it. And you are so cute when you blush. Why don't you show it to me? Take your royal spear out. Show me your great lance. Please. You have been waiting for this for such a long time. Although, you didn't quite wait for everything. I mean, oh, don't look at me like that. I know what you did. The stain inside my shoe was unmistakable, and it's still slightly wet. You touched yourself. You took my shoe, and you came inside of it. Didn't you, my prince? Am I right? You did. You spread your seed in my beautiful shoe. More than once. Oh, how lovely. So come on. Don't be shy. Take your cock out. I want to see it. Really, I do. Holy moly, it's huge. Moly? I have no idea, but the fairy says it all the time, so anyway, it's wonderful. It's so big and throbbing and pointing directly at my feet. Please, Your Highness, stroke it for me. Show me how much you want me and my dainty feet. mark those delicate shoes with your royal cum. Ah, claim me. Make me your shoe whore. Yes. Strike your lance faster. That's it. Let yourself go. Feel the heat in your loins. The juice rising like fire inside a volcano. Ah, yes. Yes, rub your huge cock for me. Yes, you can rub it against the top of my feet. Yes. Oh, that feels nice. Oh. Oh. Oh, you look so big against my small little feet. Oh, you want it so much, don't you? You want to shoot your load all over my pretty little feet and shoes. Say it. Tell me you want to come all over my shoes. Yes. Oh, cover me in your cum, your highness. Let me feel your hot semen. Please, please give it to me. I want your cum on my shoes. Come for me. Come. Now. Yes, yes, yes. Oh. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So much cum all over my shoes. Look at it. It's running down my skin and getting all between my toes. Of course I will wear them at our wedding, with a fresh load of your deliciously sticky cream on them. Come, my naughty prince, take my hand. Let us go outside, make my stepsisters envious, and live happily ever after.